Be'ezus Hashem is begin Perek Chamisha, the fifth chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Mechirin, the laws of sales in the Sefer Kinyan, the book of acquisitions, where we continue the theme of the previous Perakim discussing the different ways of acquiring things. In this Perak, we discuss the Kinyan of Chalipin, the acquisition of transfer, and regarding different types of acquisitions that are not necessary. As we begin Halacha Aleph, regarding a specific type of Chalipin of transfer when they have the same value. So, Kol HaMetaltlin Koin Zezeh. All movable items could acquire each other with a bartering, with a transfer, known as chalipin. Ketzeraso, Zeram illustrates. Hechlef par b'chamar. If someone swaps a cow for the other person's donkey, or yain b'shemen, or wine for the other person's oil. Now, although the Rambam is going to tell us later on Halacha Vav that the kinyan of chalipin is only with vessels and not with peiris, so they cannot be used for chalipin. Here is using yain b'shemen, which you're using peiris for chalipin. So there's actually two types of chalipin. One is when the object is given over to the seller in the medium of chalipin does not have the value of the object that's being acquired. That's what we'll see later on as a kinyan of sudr, which is a fundamental principle that chalipin could only be with a kli and not with a peri. However, over here we're talking about a different type. That when the object is worth the value of the thing that you're bartering, that you're swapping for, that the acquisition could even be with peris, like we're saying over here, yain b'shemen. Now, ava b'shem makbid mal dam, although they're particular regarding the price, v'shiru kamashabazeh, and they evaluate how much is this worth, and how much is this worth, v'achkach echlifu, and only then did they go ahead and do the transfer. We don't say, oh, so that it's like as if you're buying with what's called the kinyan of kesev, and therefore the kinyan wouldn't be until he draws a second object. Rather, it's considered as a kinyan chalipin, and therefore the buyer acquires the object even though it's still in the hand of the seller, because kimish amashach ha'echad o'higbiyoy, as long as one of the parties draws it or lifts it up, that's kinyan chalipin, where it works by one way. So then the other one acquires the movable items wherever they are, but nasa b'shusa becomes in this property, even though he didn't yet draw it, it's not acquired through that of kinyan kesem, rather it's the kinyan chalipin, which again, when it has the same value, then it's going to work by any type of item, even my payers. Now, halacha beis, let's say hechlef chamor b'par v'tello. Let's say the transfer over here is one person's donkey for the other person's cow and his lamb. U'mashach ha'parah, and now he draws the cow, but v'adayin l'mashach ha'tello, he didn't yet draw the lamb, so l'ikon, he hasn't acquired it. Shein ka mashicha gemur, he did not do a full-fledged mashicha. Chen kol gitzvah, anything is similar like that, where it has to be a complete transfer, it could be a one-way, where even though they're both essentially acquiring, but that's what chalipin is, a transfer, you get that, and then automatically the other one gets the other thing. Here, you only did half of that transfer, therefore that would not acquire it for the other one. Halacha Gimel continues regarding situations where we don't even need to have an act of acquisition. So damim, regarding monies, she'im akpidna lehem, where you're not particular about the monies. Harem kashor metatlin, so they're like other movable items, but kainin, in other words, through the medium of money, not through the medium of chalipin, because coins cannot become chalipin. So ketzer how so? Harisha chafen mo'is. If someone scoops up in his palm, in his hands, mo'is, monies, b'lei mishkula, b'lei minyan, without weighing them, without counting them, ela netolon achsara, rather he takes it just according to what he evaluates. And he says to the other person, sell me your cow or this wine. But elu with these monies. But nosan l'sadam, he gives him the monies. Kane is acquired. No one could back out, even though generally the Chacham uprooted the kinyan of ma'is. As long as you didn't do Mashiach, each one could back out, as we said in Perek Gim Halacha Dalad. Here, once he gave the monies, no one could back out. Because this is something that's uncommon, the case we're describing. Never they did not require Mashiach. Where selling and buying with monies without knowing exactly how much the price is not such a common thing. And in general, a Talmudic dictum is Davishal and a Shchiach. So that's not common, like Gozer Barabon, Rabbi is not decree, and therefore the Gzered Rabbanon, being concerned that maybe he's going to tell Minister for Chetecha Baliyah that your grain, although you paid for it, but you didn't do Mashiach, burnt in my attic. Where the rabbi said, therefore you have to do Mashiach, and it's not going to acquire with monies, that wouldn't apply to an uncommon case, which this is, and therefore you don't require Mashiach, and therefore already you cannot back out from the kinyan already once the monies are given. Halacha dal, b'chein, so too, also this halacha is similar to the same idea of the previous halacha's principle. Reuven, shemocha metatlin l'shimin b'chemishim zuz. If Reuven sold movable items to Shimon for a price of 50 zuz. And now Shimon acquires the does a kinyan on the movable items, and now he becomes obligated to pay the price of what he bought. Now, once Shimon became obligated to pay for what he bought, for the 50 zuz, he had wine or an animal or a slave, or the similar things from other movable items. But he writes the Malchim. Now he wanted to sell those items. So Bamle Reuben said to him, look, sell it to me, because there's 50 zuz that you have in mind by you, which is the price of the sold item that you owe me. Just sell it to me for that what you owe me. He says, okay, great, yeah, sure. So Reuben acquires those movable items wherever they are. Although he didn't do Mashiach, didn't lift it up. Why? Why are you acquiring with just the ma'ois? Because it's also very uncommon where a person's not going to be buying with actual money, but just with monies that are owed to him. And the Vivalei Tzricha by Mashiach. It's a Milsal Yishchich. It's not common. So, Rabbi is not making the Tzgezerah of being Mavatal, the king of Kesef. So, if it didn't require Mashiach. Aval, but that's regarding a case that we just described, where he sold him, and then with that sale price, he sells him something back. Let's say he had, in general, an outstanding debt against that person. Not because of a sale that he made for him. And he says to him, sell me movable items that you have. Buy a debt that I have by you. And they're both agreeable. Loi kana. He's not acquired it. Meaning, although we just said a moment ago that a loan, which is what it is when you owe for a sale price, is like as if there's money over here regarding a sale. And monies themselves, you don't acquire until you do Mashiach or you lift it up. And therefore, the same thing can be over here by a milveh. It's only by a milveh that comes because of a mecher, which is not common. There they weren't guys, but in general, even by kesef, you have to do mashicha or agbah. So therefore, he's not going to acquire it at sheikh bia until he lifts it up, or yimshach, or he does mashicha if it's davar shein darkei lagbia, but something that's not used usually lifted up as a kinyan. Or he acquires it with one of the ways that a mublam could acquire, but again, just by that agreement, it wouldn't be. It's only by that Mislo Shchicha Legazer, but here, they wouldn't say such a case. Halacha Hey, regarding this Kinyan of Chalipin, which is in general called the Kinyan, which is through the Sudu, the kerchief, HaKarkais, V'hava Adam, V'habehema, Ushur Kol Matatlan, regarding properties or slaves or animals, all of the movable items. Kol Echemem Nikim HaChalipin. Any one of these could be acquired with the Halacha acquisition of a transfer. V'ha Nikar Kinyan, that's the one that's called the acquisition. Now the primary way of this kinyan is sheyitin hakoyin lemakna, is that the purchaser has to give to the seller kli kashu, any item that's a vessel. The yomel, and he tells him kinei kli zeh. So the buyer is telling the seller, you acquire this vessel chelif hachatzer in swapping for the courtyard or yain or the wine or behim or the animal or ebed or the slave or whatever it is shemachatli that you sold for me b'kach b'kach for this amount. So once the seller lifts up the vessel and he acquires it from the buyer, now that's a transfer. So now in transfer, now the buyer acquires that land or that movable items. Even though he didn't do mashicha on it, didn't give the monies for it, because that itself is a kinyan of chalipin. And therefore neither one of them now could back out. It's already been done. Halacha vav. Ain't kinyan ela b'kelim. However, and we alluded to this in the opening halacha, regarding the kinyan of sudr, the kinyan of chalipin, when it's not worth that same value, as we say, vav pishay meshav pruta, this kinyan is only with vessels. And we're saying vav pishay meshav pruta, even though it's not even worth a pruta. It's not dependent on the value, but it's dependent on the transfer. The ain't kinyan b'davar shazban, no, however, the kinyan cannot be something that's forbidden to have benefit from it. V'loi b'paydis, and this is what we had alluded to in halacha alf, not with produce. V'loi b'beya, not with coins, because coins, as we'll explain, has a person's intention is on the form that's in the coin, and the form ends up getting ruined, and therefore you cannot qualify that as an inherent item. And the inkoin bekelib shalmeicha, neither can you acquire with the vessel of the seller. El bekelib shalakech, as we mentioned in the previous halacha, has to be with the vessel of the buyer. Halacha zayin, hikne echad kli lameicher. Let's say there's a third party, and there's an individual that was makna, was giving over the acquisition of a vessel to the seller, so that the purchaser should be able to acquire that sold object, So he's getting involved, this third party, by giving it to the seller so that the seller should be makna through chalipin to the buyer. Zoch likeach. So the buyer has merited that way through the third party. Another chiddush in this halacha. Even if whoever is being makna this vessel to the seller is with the intention that he has to give it back, nikna mekech, still the purchase has been acquired. And the consumer merits in it. Because a gift, even if it's on the condition, has to be given back. Shema matana is considered a gift, and therefore it's been given the keila to the meicher, which then forces the transfer to the lekech. And af pishalei tafas ha-meicher, kol ha-klei shikno, chelef mimkari. And even if the seller didn't grab a hold of the entire vessel, which is being acquired to him to transfer the sale item, elachas miktsasei is just that he grabs a hold of part of it. V'achas ha-makna le miktsasei, and the one that's being makna to him, it could be the third party, it could be the buyer, he's also holding on to part of the vessel. Still kan lekech, the consumer has acquired it. But who, as long as achas menu kedei shekli, as long as the seller is holding on to this vessel, the measurement of a vessel, which we're going to explain shortly how much that is. Or as long as he's holding on to that vessel enough that he'd be able to tear away that vessel from the one who is being makna to him. Either one of those. So if he, and here we explain the shir, if he's makna to the seller a part of the garment, which is like you being used in this kinyan sudur of chalipin, so the seller has to hold on to the garment at least that of 3 finger breadths, where because if it gets cut off from the place where he's holding on to, meaning what's the shir that he's holding on to, that's a vessel on its own right. The smallest measurement of a garment is considered 3 finger breadths. That's a shir of a kli in its own right. Because Shashol says, boys, me beg it, kohu kli, because 3 finger breadths of a garment is considered a vessel, like explained in the topic of the ritual impurity of garments. And v'chein, also the other option, which we said, even if he's holding on to less than 3 finger breadths, but v'hoi yochel, not to call a kli, he's holding it in a way that he'd be able to grab away the whole vessel, kana, either one of those options he would acquire, even if he's not even holding the whole vessel by himself. Halacha ches. Now, zesh ha-kaisen b'shtaris, this is what we write in documents. U'kaneinu mi'ploini, that I acquired from that person, when we're coming to verify that there was a chalipin kinyan, we're writing this down in the document, and I acquired from that person b'kli ha-kosher likness by, an acceptable vessel that you could acquire with it, each one of these words are precisely telling us something. When it's saying I acquired from that person b'kli, with a vessel, is lohitzi peser kesim, and it's coming to exclude that of produce and things like that. Like we said, that you cannot use it for the classical chalipin, which is when it's not worth the value of the thing that you're transferring for. Hakasher, that's acceptable, is lohitzi sur anol. Like we said in the prior halacha, that excludes things that are forbidden to have benefits, not acceptable. Likness, but to acquire with it, is lohitzi kelev shamaycha. That comes to exclude the vessel of the seller, which that you cannot acquire with. Halacha test. Zeha kinyan. Now this acquisition of chalipin, ain't tzarich lis b'fnei adam, doesn't have to be in front of witnesses to authenticate it. Rather, if it was between him and his friend, kan is acquired, the kinyan happened. Because the Torah did not require witnesses for monetary law to verify. Only with someone who's denying it, but not to inherently make that into an acquisition. Because rather, whoever's selling, or giving, or renting, or mashal, or lending, things like that, you don't have to have witnesses. And so once the one who was buying it or acquiring it acquires in one of the ways that a person could acquire with, whether we're lifting up, whether we're pulling it, whether we're handing it over, whether the kinyan, like we're saying, that refers to, as we said in Al-Chahay, the acquisition of transfer, whether with money, whether with document, we're taking possession, either one of them, kan is acquired it, the afa pesha ain't made, even though there's no witnesses during that actual acquisition. Halacha Yud continues regarding backing out from a kinyan chalipin. Hamoicher, if someone sells or hanoisin or someone who gives, shekonu miyodei, where they acquired it from him. Yesh l'chol echad mehem lach zeboi, each one of them could still back out, kozman sha'oiskim bo'isin, as long as they're still engaged in the discussion of this transfer. V'av pishakin b'fnei edim, and this is even if the acquisition was in front of witnesses. But v'm hivsikin, if they already stopped discussing it, neither one of them could back out, even if there was no witnesses between them. Now, just like the seller and the gift, the one who's gifting it get back out. So to the buyer or the recipient, come back out, because as long as they're still discussing this topic, which is not the case, but other ways of acquisition. And the difference between Kinyas Suda and other ways of acquisition is because other acquisitions, for example, Chazaka, Mashiach, are in the actual object itself, and regarding monies, because monies, once he gets the money, he's already done. It catches to Chalipin, which as long as he's still discussing, it's not finalized yet, and they can still back out. Halachi Aleph continues regarding things that don't need a Kinyan. Yes, dvarim habri. There are many things. She'en mitzrichim kinyan. They don't need an acquisition. Ve'en lekin bem tam. And there's really no understanding for why a person would make an acquisition. Kugan, for example, hamashachas abdi. If someone's freeing a slave, or the megarsh ishtay is divorcing his wife, or yisrael shleich is making an agent. Oh yeah, ma'aseh medar. Someone's sending out a protest regarding someone who's squatting or taking possession of his property. Oh yeah, mavat medar. If someone nullifies a protest, oh yeah, moichal lechaver choyvay pekadon sheish labiyodei. If someone is forgiving and pardons his friend for a debt or a deposit that he has of his. All these types of things. You don't have to make an act of acquisition when you're doing any one of these things. However, the custom is in most of the places to make a kinyan for some of these things, or similar types of things. They say like this, we acquired from that person, we made a kinyan from that person that he made that person agent, or that he pardoned that person for the debt that he has with him. Or he nullified the protest that he had put out on this divorce document. Okay, or things like that. Although it's not necessary, that has become the custom. Now this acquisition that the custom has become to make a kinyan on these things, really it's not effective for anything. It's only just coming to notify that he's not saying these things like just joking around and kidding around. He made up his mind and then he's saying it. And that's what the effectiveness of that kinyan is, just to show and validate that he's serious about this. Therefore, says the Ram, if he says, believe shalom with a complete heart, I said and I concluded to do this thing, say in talking about you don't need anything else. You don't even need to have that kinyan, because the whole point of the kinyan is to say he's doing it with his full-fledged intent, and he's saying that himself. Aloch Yedalad concludes with when there is a kinyan on just words. Hadvarim she'im b'mamash, regarding things or words that they don't have any substance. In other words, there's no obligations of monies. Say in a kinyan mo'el b'hem. So the acquisition is not going to be effective by them. Someone writes in the document, we acquired from that person, we did a kinyan, he's going to go and travel to selling merchandise with that person. So, in other words, there's no monetary obligation, it's just that he's going to travel with them. Or they're going to divide the field between them. Or they're both going to go ahead, and the obligation was only that they're going to make a partnership. That has no monetary substance to that. Or any one of these types of things, it is a kin devarim. So it's an acquisition of words. It's not effective for anything. It's not acquiring to his friend something of substance and that is definitive. Not a primary thing, but pay the sicker how you do, and not a derivative of something that's significant, that's known. Because if, let's say, you would say the fruits of this tree I'm selling you, so that could be something that has mamish. It's a derivative of something but here is nothing substantial, and therefore their kinyan would not have any effectiveness whatsoever.